Hey everybody, welcome to our new video series, Juggernaut X. This is going to be the story of the last 10 years of Juggernaut Train Systems, which is kind of like my life story for the last 10 years. So make sure you click that little thumbs up down there, like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching. All right, so we finished 2017 on this real competitive high with, Marissa winning world championships, Q setting American record, Alyssa competing at her first world championships in weightlifting, but also finished it as this kind of transitional time for us as a business, moving out of the facility we'd been in, having taken a swing and a miss, but at least a foul ball with trying to enter into the supplement industry. And for me as the leader and founder, just kind of struggling a little bit with the identity of what we need to do as a business to continue to grow, to do what we needed to do. And through a conversation with one of my dad's friends, who's been a very successful businessman himself, he gave me a great piece of advice. In that we had been trying to grow out, we'd been trying to diversify into doing all this different stuff, of that we were doing physical gym location, online coaching, supplements, apparel, seminars, all these different things. And in doing that, we grew out rather than growing up. So to think of it on like a scale of 1 to 10, we were doing a bunch of stuff at a 3, 4, 5 kind of level. So he helped me re-examine what, we were really good at, what we were passionate about, and what we'd had success in. And those things were coaching and education. So at that point, I decided to make the transition from, rather than being, 3, 4, 5 level at several different things, we wanted to become tens at those two fields, education through our content, whether free or paid content, like YouTube, podcasts, and ebooks, and then tens in coaching. And though I already felt that we were, tens or close to it in our ability as coaches, we needed to raise our organization and effort towards expanding our coaching to meet the same level as our expertise as coaches. So that's really what a lot of 2018 was about as a business, was growing up, not out, and becoming, teachers and coaches to the world of lifters and other coaches. And I think, we just put more effort towards doing what we did well. And that was, making better YouTube content, with a lot of the sort of directed series that we have, whether that's pillars series for all the lifts, whether it's the more in-depth program design videos, things like the program design, powerlifting program design manual. But that's really where a lot of our energy was in 2018. And on the coaching front, it continued to manifest itself with a ton of success, particularly USAPL Nationals in 2018 was a standout performance for our team, as we had USAPL National champions in the 52, 57, and 72 kilo classes on the open age category, as well as the 57 kilo class in the Masters division with Joanne Ada, and then a runner-up with Maddie Forberg in the 57 juniors, giving us 5 members of the 2019 world team.
So going into 2018 Nationals, I was coming off of being injured from having sciatic issues. So it was definitely a little bit more nerve-wracking, because knowing, well, there's people on your heels, but you still have to make a total. On the flip side of that, we had an entire team going. This is kind of the first meet where it wasn't just me and Chad, it was the entire Juggernaut ladies team. So it was really exciting that we all came through and pulled off a victory, and we had the most open women team members on the world team for that year, because we all won nationals.
2018 was a really solid year for me from the powerlifting side of things. I started coaching Meg Scanlon, and she ended up making the world team at Raw Nationals in the end of 2018. Did phenomenal in the 57 kilo category. So she was like, that was kind of the start of bringing on, you know, this, it's kind of like wave of juggernaut being awesome in both weightlifting and powerlifting, from my side, where I had some lifters in both categories. But that was probably like the highlight of 2018. You know, it feels awesome to be the only coach that has, you know, senior American record holders in weightlifting and in USAPL. I think that's an awesome accomplishment. I also think it goes a lot to say, you know, it goes a lot towards the versatility of having an approach that is founded in, you know, coaching via, you know, the idea of principles and not being just a person who writes a program, but being an actual coach. And I don't think that is the kind of thing that I would have gotten to that level without having been down at Juggernaut and really, like, you know, learned as much as I had from Chad and Mike and those guys.
So that was a really exceptional moment, and I think showcased Max's and myself's ability as coaches, and just our team's, you know, excellence in their lifting. The weightlifters continued to excel in 2018. Alyssa having a great year. Alexandra LaChance coming on and adding, you know, tens of kilos to her total with the team that year, a couple national champions. So that, you know, just a great year all around. But the biggest thing for 2018 was understanding who we are as a company, what we're good at, what we need to become great at. And in doing that, you know, focusing on growing up, not out, and becoming, you know, educators and coaches to the world.